Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So good, so good, so good.
Just in, thousands of winter arrivals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 70% on coats, slippers, and cashmere from Kate Spade, New York, Vince, UGG, Levi's, and more.
Check out these boots.
They've got the best gifts.
My holiday shopping hack? Join the Nordy Club.
Get an extra 5% off every Rack purchase with your Nordstrom credit card. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in-store the same day for free. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you Rack.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Oh. Sorry, I took a little nap there. What's going on, everybody? Episode number 40 of Unkillable. Come on in. Let's go. Come in. Sit down. Sit down and listen to hopefully an entertaining pod for the at least entertaining team in all the team sports. You know, listen, one thing about this pod that I love is that I could just let it rip. I could just be raw. I could say things that I'm just not allowed to say on WFAN. But I also don't want to be that guy who just comes out and just starts throwing F-bombs gratuitously because, you know, it sounds whatever, or you know, it revs you guys up, which I know it does when it's coming from a sincere place. I'm not even angry. I mean, to me, and I try to tell my kids this, like, if you get angry at something, what are you reacting to? Are you reacting to not doing the work and not getting a good enough grade? And you see this with young athletes. Are you reacting, you struck out? Okay, that's fine. Well, but did you put in time before the game? Were you hitting off the tee? Were you taking it seriously? You know, and I say that because I don't know what anybody expected today without Garrett Wilson. There's no way they were going to score points. I mean, I saw this coming a mile away. There's no way they were going to win the game. When? I look at it this way, too. Like, I think a lot of you will probably be able to relate to this on some level. Now, if you're a scratch golfer, number one, I hate you because you're good and I'm jealous. But if you're like the rest of us and you're horrendous, you know, whether it's a worm burn or three or four putt, or you green side and you chip in and you just, you're 10 yards away and you chip one too hard, you scull it, now you're 20 yards away. That kind of golfer I'm talking about. Can't get out of the bunker, you know, left, push, pull, dribbles off the tee, the whole spiel, right? So if you're about a 20-something handicap and you go out, so you get invited to, you know, maybe a really, really nice golf course, maybe there's an outing, a charity outing, whatever it might be, and you're part of it. And I'm talking like a Shinnecock or a Wingfoot, or, you know, you play Bethpage Black. I'm talking about a course that's going to eat you up, right? That's going to eat up great golfers, let alone you or me. And you go out there and you shoot a 103, and which actually is not terrible if you're playing, you know, for one of those courses. And you're chucking your clubs and you're pissed off. I would say to you, what in the world are you angry at? You got no business being angry. You suck. This course is incredibly hard. You really have no business being here. What did you expect? And that's how I view today's Jets performance. And at this point, this is really now how I view the entire Jets season. What do you expect? Well, you know, listen, there were a couple of things. And of course, when the schedule came out, like, we're looking at this game. All right, Carolina at home, that should be a win. And then you see Joe Burrow goes down. Bengals, all right, no Burrow, that should be a win. And I'll talk about before the season started. And you start to craft this thought, this perception, this road to borderline relevance, you know, very competitive as a football fan of a team that's been dormant forever. And then obviously Heartbreak City week one, destroyed by the Bills, penalty fest, disgusting circus against the Bucks. And now you know the season's basically, you know, it's going nowhere. So at that point, there should have been a recalibration in your mind. I don't mean that you go in and you expect to lose, but there's a fine line between expecting to lose and expecting to win. I said the other day on the air, like, there's no way the Jets win this game. They're not going to beat the Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers are going to run the ball. They got the better quarterback. They probably have the better coach at this point, whatever. Like, they just look like a better team. You know, they got some corners. I'm like, oh, I mean, Sauce Gardner. Sauce, take Horn's tape today and go back and watch it, because he's twice as good as you. J.C. Horn, making plays, finding the ball, not just getting all handsy when the ball's in the air, doing the right thing, you know, in terms of that hand fighting, not committing penalties, but then knowing when it's time to look and find the ball. Everything Sauce doesn't do. Pardon me. Everything Gardner does. I don't call him Sauce anymore. I slipped up with that before. So I needed to see a couple of things today, because it's about now the bigger picture for Aaron Glenn. And I'll do this after every game. I'm locked in. Number one, contractually, I'm into it. Also, you know, once I start something, I'm going to finish a project. They could be 0-13. I'm not bailing. I'm doing every show every week here on the show, on the pod. I promise you that. But the things that I really only care about now really are watching college football. And I don't watch it as much as I used to. There was a point where I was watching, you know, before kids and even before marriage and even a little bit early on in marriage, where, I mean, I'm just Saturday. I'm not moving. I'll probably play golf, come back and watch college football for 8 hours and have 5,000 bets on the games and know everything that's happening in college football. But this year, it's a little different, or it was. I'm back in because I know the Jets will be drafting a quarterback. Obviously, Justin Fields is horrendous. He's much worse than I thought. I thought he was salvageable. Massive miscalculation by Aaron Glenn. That was their hand-picked quarterback. He's terrible. He can't even put it on the hands or the numbers on a 5-yard screen pass. He really can't. Or a little swing pass. He's that bad. So obviously Justin Fields is not the guy. So when I think about the Jets here, big picture, I'm watching Mendoza at Indiana. I'm watching Dante Moore at Oregon. I'm watching Oklahoma. You know, I'm watching the quarterbacks that I think are going to be in play. And right now it's Mendoza. So for me, most of my football energies pertaining to the Jets, I don't mean the rest of the NFL, is about Saturdays. For this team and for Aaron Glenn, my main thing was, all right, if it looks the way it looked all of last week, then he's going to have to pull Fields. Yeah, I mean, you pull him because you try to win the game, but you have to pull him because you have to let the rest of the team know that you're there for them as well, that it just can't be, hey, this is the guy that we thought was going to be the quarterback, and no matter what, no matter how much he stinks or can't you know, can't throw accurately or can't see what's in front of him or unwilling to unleash it and pats the ball and holds it and gets sacked nine times or five times, whatever. The other guys, see, this is where culture starts. And you were starting to see some reports. Culture really starts before wins, and if you can believe that. It really starts with accountability. Like the most basic premise, before you can be great, I'm going to go backwards, all right? So we're going to go in descending order. Before you can be great, you've got to be very good. Before you can be very good, you've got to be good. Before you can be good, you've got to be competitive. And before you can be competitive, you've at least got to be emotionally all in, all right? And I really do think this is a very dangerous dance and a very dangerous next couple of months for Aaron if he's not able to connect to the rest of the locker room. And I think that, you know, you're going to have some veterans bail, you know, just mentally check out. And then once it starts, and we can sit here and say, and I believe this, I can sit here and say, no matter what, you got to give them a second year. They have no talent. What do you expect? Especially no Garrett Wilson. And all those things apply. Their defense sucks. I mean, I still don't even know half the wide receivers. You know, one of their best running backs is out. Breece Hall is good, but not great. Isaiah Davis isn't even that good. Like, where are we going? So I think you've got to at least be realistic in what you expect the Jets to do. What you can't do from my perspective or from your perspective as a fan of this team, you can't focus on the wrong thing. Now, again, and I'll look at some comments in a bit. I know you guys are going to be scathing on social media, and I don't blame you. To sit here for 3 hours, I'm a little bit later than usual, the obligatory, this is how I was watching the game today. It was worse today. It was actually worse today. You know, I don't think that I have ever had one single game in my life that I've watched as a Jets fan. And this goes back to Kotite and all the stuff in between where I literally did not cheer once. Not once. It wasn't like, oh, big sack. Jets didn't have any, right? Yeah. No, they have. I'm sorry, they had two. They gave up six. They had no turnovers. They had no touchdowns, obviously. Like, even during, whether it's Gase, you know, and even some of the Idzik and McTagnan team, oh, my God, some of these awful teams, there was at least, like, a flicker early, maybe like a fumble or a sack or, you know, you string together two or three first downs. There wasn't one moment. Now, when the Jets got the ball back, right, and they're down 13-6 with 4:45 to go, and they're at their own 28, the first play, no gain, and then Tyrod gets picked off there. Like, when they get the ball, I'm not saying that I wasn't hoping for a win, because I am. Like, I'm not rooting for losses yet because of the number one pick. I'm actually rooting for wins, not because it will catapult them into the wild card, because Aaron, again, back to what I said before, there's got to be a stabilization. Like, the messaging's got to be rewarded with a win, something tangible, because after a while, when you start going into the building and it's getting chilly and, like, you know, pretty soon, it was gorgeous today, but pretty soon that brisk November wind's going to be coming in and the Jets will be 1-12, 0-13, whatever they are. You know, not going to be better than that. Not going to be much better than 1-12. I don't know where these wins are coming from. I really don't. But once that sets in, if there's not even a win on the board or something where you can come into the building and say, hey, guys, listen, I know it's going to be a race, and I went through this with Parcells, and I went through this with Detroit, and I've been here, and you got to trust me. You got to at least be able for the guys to feel a singular win. Even the most committed veterans or young players who want to do the right thing, if it's a donut and it's November – and it's, you know, 37 degrees out there on the practice field, and there's not a modicum of hope, and again, there's 18-mile-per-hour winds, even if Aaron's still, you know, fighting, which I know he will, that message begins to resonate less and less and less and less and less. And then once the optics become a certain way, right or wrong, fair or unfair, this is what it is, it's impossible. Keep an eye on the Giants game, by the way. I'm so curious how the Giants play today. 0-0, a couple of minutes in, right? Once the optics look a certain way and everybody starts parachuting in, the national media, which doesn't give a shit about the Jets right now, but they'll start debating, you know, Stephen A. will do a segment on should the Jets fire Aaron Glenn. And I can promise you, Stephen A.'s not, I love him, he's not watching a snap at the Jets, but he'll, you know, maybe he'll defend him. I shouldn't, you know, speak for my guy, but somebody on that set's going to say, fire him, get rid of him. And once people start popping in nationally, because you know they're already doing it on The Fan, that's for damn sure, it's very hard to ignore that. So that's where you get the instability. You get an overreaction, instability in a franchise. You get an overreaction from the owner or from the fan base because their expectations are all out of whack. They're not really looking at the actual talent. They're looking at being bad for 15 years and basically lumping all of that anger on a guy while he hasn't done a whole lot right so far in Aaron Glenn. What has he really done wrong? I mean, last week was bad. I mean, obviously, you know, the fake bunt, to bleed the clock, the challenge today. I mean, there were some things that he's done wrong. I'm not trying to exonerate him, but it becomes so loud. And the old expression in wrestling, you know, somebody's got heat. Well, he's going to have heat on him for the indiscretions of all the other loser coaches and loser players, and that's not right. And I'm not going to do that. To me, that's lazy. That is unintelligent. That is weak. And that's just not the way I'm doing it. I'm not turning this podcast into that. Listen, the easiest thing, trust me, because right now my son is in the backyard shooting hoops and my wife is out there with him and my daughter's in the other. Like I could. So I, what I'm saying, I had the freedom to let it rip if I had to. I am not just getting on here and just fired off. I haven't even said one yet. All right. 5 F-bombs because, wow, it sounds good. Oh, wow. You know, look at me. He's pissed off. Yeah, I'm pissed off, but not really, because again, I just shot a 104 on Wingfoot or at Shinnecock or at whatever amazing course, and I'm a shitty golfer, so that's what I expected to shoot. You know, that this is the human mind, the psyche of being a sports fan. Like, I'll tell you who's got a reason to be pissed off. Like, if I look at the New York sporting landscape right now, Yankee fans should be pissed off, getting pumped by Toronto, still pissed off. And the press conference the other day, which Sal and I carried and then obviously reacted to it with Boone and with Cashman. Cashman looks like he's exhausted, like, you know, looks like he just felt tired. No fight. He wasn't the pit bull that he usually is. So Yankee fans, it's been the same years of the same stuff, you know, a little bit better this year in terms of fewer strikeouts, better defense, slightly better base running, but still no World Series. So Yankee fans are pissed. Met fans should be absolutely pissed. All that money, you get Soto, no playoffs, joke, right? Baseball fans should be pissed off. The Knicks fan, if we're sitting here and there is going to be a transition, let me give you a little preemptive warning with this totally new system from Mike Brown. But if we're sitting here in a weak Eastern Conference with injuries to all the good teams and the Knicks are, I'm just throwing out numbers here, let's go 7-7 or 8-7. 10 and 11. I mean, if it's 10, I mean, that's not going to happen. But a slow start by the Knicks based on the expectations or an early round two playoff ouster or an Eastern Conference ouster against the team that you favor to beat, whomever that might be. Well, that's when you got to be pissed. That is channeling the proper emotion and applying it in the right spot. I know I'm reaching for a lot of analogies today because I'm not going to waste anybody's time going through the mechanics of the game, but I guess I'm getting a little preachy here today, and I usually try not to. Like, you think what you think, and I see what I see, and I tell you what I think, and you either agree or you don't, and we have discourse, and that's good. You respect it, you don't. All right, that's fine, you know. But, you know, I was at my son's baseball game today, right? And I've been with this group for forever. I've mentioned this team, you know, not specifics, but I've been with these kids since they were 7 and my son was 6, right? And, you know, we're good. We're not great. And there's just certain kids on the team who, if you ask them to do something that they're not capable of yet because they're still very young and you get mad at them, I mean, not that you should get that crazy mad at a 10 or 11-year-old kid anyway, but, you know, I think that's missing the mark. Like, no, if you can't throw strikes – and you throw a kid in there to pitch and he's terrified on the mound. We don't have any of those kids who are terrified, but we have some kids who don't pitch that often. And if we're chirping from the bench or from the whatever, and like, what are you chirping about? You're expecting a kid to do something he can't do. Stupidity. So that's what I mean. I literally did not expect anything today. I didn't expect a win. I really didn't expect a touchdown unless it was either, oh, what a nice throw by Dart. What a catch. Wow, what a throw. Is that Robinson? What a sick throw. Really, that's about a 20-yarder. I think that was Wendell Robinson going up high. Dart in the pocket, flushed under pressure. Oh, man, his footwork is freaking good. Well, that's a play right there. That's a play. Yeah, it was Robinson. That was beautiful. Giants moving the ball here, first and 10. They'll score still. So I went into the game thinking, all right, it's another Jets game. And without Garrett Wilson, they'll do nothing. I didn't expect them to do a damn thing. And they didn't. I sent out a picture that I admittedly took from somebody else's Twitter account. I don't even know who it was, right? And there was a swath. And I mean, I'm talking top tank, middle tank, lower tank. So it was vertical. A swath of empty seats 5 minutes into this game. It had to be 30,000 empty seats. Now I'm sure there weren't, they're still coming in, probably tailgate and get their drink on. They're like, nah, whatever, I'll get there eventually. It's the Jets. I'm not going to miss anything. So that's one thing the Jets give you, an opportunity to finish that last beer in the parking lot because you're not going to miss anything. So that's, be thankful for that. And it really is reflective of like where this team is, man. They are morbid. I won't say that, maybe I've said it in some previous rants, but like when I'm actually thinking about what I'm saying, I'm not going to say it here because I'm pretty calm today.
I'm
just trying to separate, man. And I'm really having a rough time doing it today. Being almost accepting of a loss. I'm feeling some anger starting to bubble. So I'm sitting here preaching that it's not going to happen. I do feel it coming through me now because they just are so tough to watch. My God. And I am having a rough time balancing. Like it's a lost season and it was lost like that. There was a speck of hope. They played well against the Steelers. The offense looked good. And man, it's been nothing, but I'm not going to relent. I'm not going to fall victim to thinking that this should be much different than it should be, because quite frankly, it shouldn't be. And really at this point, my only measurement, if you will, of the Jets signing with losses, it's going to be about what he does with the quarterback. Now, Tyrod Taylor made some throws that Justin Fields cannot make, but he also underthrew two balls, one in the end zone pick and another one that should have been a touchdown to Lazard on this wacky trick play that was fairly well executed. So you give at least Engstrand, Tanner Engstrand credit for trying to reach in the playbook. I mean, that's got to be a touchdown. He had three steps on the guy. Underthrows it. Lazard's got to come back. Doesn't make the play. But this now has to be a week-to-week proposition where I would probably go back to Justin Fields and, I guess this week coming up. But he had to go in there today and pull him if he didn't look good. No way. Is that a touchdown? Wow. Shit. Touchdown, Giants. Wow, Jackson Dart's about a 35-yard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Order. My good God. Bellinger, tight end, literally wide open. No one near him. Let me see if there's anything in the notes that does pop out here. Let's see here. Yeah, I wrote about the expectations, obviously. You know, late hit on the slide with Fields, 15 yards. All right, no big deal. Sauce banged up early in the 10th. I wasn't sure what it was. He came back in. Illegal shift. You know, the Jets actually went, I think it was the first quarter, without a penalty. And then the penalties start coming. And you see the same sloppiness. And this one was the illegal shift wiped out a first down on a nice pass by Taylor to Reynolds. So just when you actually get something, and there's so few opportunities to make plays in the passing game just based on the lack of talent, you make one, you have an illegal shift. Not even like a hold because your quarterback's about to get sacked and you just react. An illegal shift. Think about that. Illegal shift. Simpson. Yeah, Simpson had a couple of dumb penalties. He had a false start from our own 8. No, 3-3. Game's 3-3, 4:40 to go in the second quarter. It's a 3-3. These are the notes. And Jets from their own 8. Simpson, false start. At the distance of the goal line. Bring that one back. And Simpson actually did get pulled. And that was after a personal foul. I don't think he didn't have the illegal shift, obviously, but he had the personal foul. Glenn pulled him. Glenn ripped him. And then he put him back in, which I'm okay with. But, like, this is an example of why they are just so boring and so...
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
Without hope, without any sort of interest on offense, it's 3rd and 15. I know you pinch back, you know, your own... You know, inside the old, whatever they were, inside the old 10. 3rd and 15, you don't have anybody who can win on the outside. We all know this. You do a Justin Fields quarterback draw up the middle for like 4, whatever the yardage was. Nothing. Fool nobody. Booze cascading down from whoever was actually in the stadium. And, you know, I mean, that's where we're at, guys. That is where we're at. They are, and then I'm looking at this too, and, you know, you can't help. You can't, like, listen, I pay attention to the entire league, obviously, but I don't get wrapped up in too often, like, what the other teams are doing based on, like, their progression versus ours. But I am doing it with the Patriots. Oh, yeah, let's check on the Patriots here. So the score was 31-13 on the road. All right, I know Tennessee's terrible, but it was on the road, and they win basically by 20. And when I looked in the first half, because they've got their coach, they've got their quarterback. And now they very well, I mean, I don't know if I'd bet on them to win the division. By the way, this is a 45-yard touchdown from Dart. Wow. I don't think I'd bet them to win the East here, but they've already got the game against Buffalo. They won that. So I checked the stats, and I'm like, oh, let's see what Drake May's doing. Oh, not a bad stat line. 21 for 23. For 200-plus yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. I'm sure he ran the ball maybe a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, he had 8 carries for 62 yards. So this is the player that the Giants tried to trade up for. This is the player that a lot of people call the Patriots about to try to swap from that third spot. Nobody would do it. And the Patriots, as they just collapsed, Belichick, Brady, gone, Kraft, getting older, losing his way, right? Just into the ground. My son's got the basketball tryout, so I was just telling him good luck there. And as they just look like basically the Jets, well, how quickly are they back? Got the coach, and I wanted Vrabel for the Jets, and then I was good with the Glenn hire, but that's the guy that I wanted. Now they got the quarterback. Now they got the prestige and the history and the mojo and all that stuff. And here the Jets are with a 25-year-old, 26-year-old quarterback who stinks, a veteran who I respect the hell out of, Tyrod Taylor, and probably the first or second overall pick in the draft when there's no consensus number one. I mean, that's the other thing, too. It's not like you got Andrew Luck coming out of Stanford or Peyton coming out of Tennessee or John Elway coming out of Stanford. No, you've got five guys with 5,000 different opinions on who should go first. Now, by the way, right now, my opinion right now is Mendoza. I like him a lot from Indiana. But just, you know, look at the Jets, look at the Pats, and look, contrast and juxtapose where they're at. I mean, the Patriots have already begun their ascent. They're going to be a playoff team. I guarantee they're going to win at least 11 games because they haven't even played the Jets yet. And they got to play Miami, who's an absolute train wreck. So this thing is going to be really painful, guys. That's got to be the takeaway. There is no quick fix. There's just not. And as long as Aaron Glenn, I'll check a few comments in a minute. As long as Aaron does the right thing, even if it's a week-to-week adjustment and shifting of the quarterback spot, he had to show the rest of the guys, and I know I said this before, but this is really one of my only two takeaways at this point in the season. He had to show the locker room that he's also there for them and not just one guy that he wanted to be the quarterback this year. That's important. Otherwise, guys start checking out, and then you cooked. That's number one. Number two, and I appreciate his feistiness. I do. And I know it hasn't shown its head yet or reared its head. I do believe with everything that I have that Aaron Glenn is an absolute leader of men. There is nobody who can convince me otherwise. I believe that. This man was a hell of a player. This man grinded as a scout. This guy's from the Parcells tree. This guy was with the Saints, saw that elevation. This guy was with Detroit, saw that elevation. This guy came in here guns a-blazing, understanding, maybe not as much as he needed to, how hard the job's going to be, but tackling it preemptively. Hey, you know, we're the Jets. We're built for this shit. All right, now you look at some of these quotes, it looks foolish, and he misread the situation. But Aaron's got to stop being combative with the media. It doesn't work when you're winless. It doesn't work when you're going against guys. Not against guys, because I don't think that Cimini and Costello and Catanzaro and Connor, the one misconception, side road here, one misconception about the media is that they want negativity. Well, I'm going to let you know a little secret. If it's incredibly benign and boring, you definitely versus negativity and implosion. Give me the implosion any day of the week, like an 81-81 baseball team or like the Mets this year falling woefully short year one with Soto, whacking the entire coaching staff. Do you bring back Pete? What do? Do you trade for Tarek Skubal? Like that creates an energy and an undeniable reaction to that, all right? From a writer's perspective, from a broadcaster's perspective, there's heat, there's energy. It's palpable. You know, if you're a middling football team, 7-8 wins, you win one or two in a row, you lose two or three, you don't get your doors blown off, you don't destroy anybody, you know, a lot of close games, no stars, no scrubs, no controversy. You're not going to really sell anything. Clicks aren't happening, and there's no juice. But they're not going in there. Like, when I feel like Aaron has been the one who has kind of, and it's a strong word, like instigated. You know, like the question from Costello last week about the quarterback was totally in bounds, 100% in bounds. Nothing unfair or whatever, like combustible, zero. Hey, coach, your quarterback was having a rough game. Did you maybe consider a change? Oh, I don't know. How many head coaches have been asked that in their lifetime? Thousands at every single level in the last 50 years of the NFL, whatever it is? Come on. It's such a basic, benign question. And you can't like get that little give and take. If now where you can get that, and this will earn Aaron points, like where, let's say, and now I have to go and I've got to watch his press conference. I'm recording it and I don't know what he's saying now because I'm talking to you and hopefully he handled this well. And I think he's going to learn. I think he's going to learn there as well. But if there's people who are imputing the character, this is the difference, the character or the professionalism or the connectivity of his team, like those basic core principles that you can't even take a step forward without, like they're non-negotiable, playing hard and playing for each other. And if that stuff starts coming up and Aaron really believes that they're wrong in their assertions, well, and even if they're a little bit right, you almost have to step up and defend the team because the team will feel that and they will know that the coach has their back. But the thing with Costello about the quarterback, that wasn't it. And there's been a few other instances. So as I think as I start to wrap this up, because quite frankly, it's just not a whole lot more to say today. When you can't score a freaking touchdown, you can't win a game. I just don't want to sit here and be overly repetitive. I want to go watch a real football game called the Giants Broncos. The scoreboard this year for Aaron Glenn, Bo Nix taking a deep shot. He got him. Oh, out of bounds. Giants, 3rd and 18. They are punting. No flags. Wow. 2:05 to go first quarter. Giants up 7 to get the ball back. That's funny. You know, right? So the Broncos defense is very, very good. We know that. Jets can't do anything. I don't know. I think it was the second Giants possession. Bang, 45-yard touchdown. Basically off 1 foot, Jackson Dart, wide open tight end Bellinger. Whereas the Jets couldn't even string together first downs. You know what I mean? Like, what? That's why you got to find your Jackson Dart. You got to find him. And that's it. And you've got to emotionally toe the line if you're Aaron Glenn. And if he can do that, and if he can navigate this, and it's not going to be fun, and he's going to be up there answering question after question from people who never played at the level that he did. But that's tough. You can't minimize what they are and who they are and what they know and what they do. You got to treat them the right way. And if they say something out of bounds, then you could become Pitbull. Then you can become assertive. Then you can bite back a little bit. I got no problem with that. But this is going to determine if he's back or if he's not, because they are not winning a lot of games at all. I mean, I'm going to end it up in this here. By the way, these aren't even mine. I think these are my wife. I don't even know what happened to my glasses. Let's see. First thing I see, it's not Fields. It's the coordinator. Stop. Fields stinks. It's not Fields. And there's more. I don't even need to read it. Like, there's like three other lines. It's not Fields. It's this. It's that. No, it's Fields. He's absolutely terrible. It's terrible. Jets' worst wide receiver core. Yeah, it really is that bad. Is it too early to tank for the first pick? Well, no, it's never too early. Well, let me take that back. Tanking's been a word.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
That has been, I think, either misused or twisted and spread in the wrong direction far too often. I'll tell you why. Tanking from a team, like, I think most of you know this, but I just need to dispel one thing because some of you still mess it up, and it's still such a basic thing. You got to start getting this right, guys. It's ridiculous. There is no professional football player. Number one, if you come out with this mentality, you're going to get hurt, all right? So tanking. Oh, the Jets need to start tanking to get the first overall pick. All right. Well, the difference between an organization, Muji, et cetera, maybe trading Breece Hall, maybe trading, I mean, not trading Garrett. I wouldn't trade Q, but yeah, who knows? Trading maybe an old lineman that somebody might want. You could do that, accrue some pretty good draft equity. All right. Really, I'm kind of okay with that. And if anybody would want Gardner with that contract, I'd take him. I would actually give him away. Guy's going into his – I mean, he's been around, what, 4 years, does nothing. No picks, nothing. But let me just stay on track. God almighty. So they could tank, and they can organizationally say, we're going nowhere. We've got to build up the cupboards. We've got to get the resources. We've got to attack the draft and get young and dynamic and explosive and fast and blah, blah, blah. Build out the depth. That's the franchise mentality. And there is an element of tanking in – we've seen this in the NBA. But, again, that's the franchise. You basically put out players on the field or on the court who you know simply are not good enough to win. And you're not telling those players, hey, lay down, don't play hard, because that's not happening. But even if they play their asses off and they play with the most integrity that you could play with, they're going to be horrible because they're not a good collection of talent. Players do that, and they may as well go and do whatever they studied in college or whatever else they want to do for a living, because somebody sees that on tape and you're a mid-level player, like you're a fringe roster guy, you're gone. You're bouncing around. You're not getting signed. You're out of the NFL. Goodbye. So players are not going to tank. Understand that. Please. They're fighting for jobs. They're fighting just for playing time, which equates to second contracts and all that stuff, or a third in some cases. So you got to stop with the tanking. You have to. Now, if the Jets trade some people, I would actually think that that's smart business. I think loosely translated, yeah, we can have that discussion down the road. Let's see here.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's the morning of the most important day of your life. You wake up refreshed and ready for your big day when you look in the mirror and see the zit to end all zits. Stay calm. Mighty Patch Pimple Patches absorb gunk in just 6 hours and shrink the look of blemishes in one use. Leave Mighty Patch on while finalizing florals, and you've still got plenty of time for full glam. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
How could we tank? We can't even win with the players we have. That's true. Bears fan here. Don't think the offense isn't built around Fields or Taylor. Too many penalties. Wide receivers can't beat the DBs. Yeah, I know this. I need to change the podcast name to Unavailable. I mean, guys, that's actually the hilarity of the name of the podcast here. I mean, really, if you think of unwinnable, unwatchable, unlikable, undoable. Yeah, we could play this name game all day. Unsuccessful, whatever else you want to do. My brain's a little fried today, but it's unkillable. I mean, I really do have to laugh at the irony here. Yeah, and you know, you saw the crazy speech when I lost my mind. Still don't even really know how I didn't curse or say something absolutely insane that could have ruined my career. I really had an out-of-body experience there. I look back, like, when somebody sends me a clip, I'm like, I honestly don't even want to watch it because I was this close to. So the energy that I admitted there, you know, unkillable, will never tap out. You know, there's no tap out. Playoffs, what's that? All the lunacy. Well, here we are. And you're right. It should be the unwatchable or the unlikable or the undoable or the unstable. Oh, yeah. That's it. That's a better description of the team. But that's why this podcast is what it is. You know, we just keep coming back. Now, each week it's a little different. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I know. So boring. Hopefully he's talking about the game and not the podcast. It is, though. It's just so boring. Carol Jensen, is this rock bottom? I don't know. D-more 245, I hate the Giants, but Scatterboo's absolutely my new favorite player. Yeah, unthinkable that playing off the name here. I mean, it's just, come on, man. It is just, I'll read these when I get off the air. That's it. I don't have a whole lot more for you. I got to dive into this Giant game. I got to see what Aaron said in the press conference post game. That's going to be really important to him. We will talk about this for sure. I would say this, though. You know, one more thing. As, like, aesthetically, it really is. It's as boring as it could get. It cannot get more boring. Just imagine, like, two boxers that are very defensive. You know, they're not even looking to jab, let alone knock somebody out. Like, they're holding each other, and they're in the middle, and the ref's got to, come on, let's break it. Let's go. Come on, fight. When the ref, let's go, fight. And they have no interest in fighting. Like, that's about as boring a boxing match as you can have. And the Jets are about as boring a football team as you can have. You cannot score touchdowns. You do not force turnovers. You do not get sacks. It's hard to get, you know, worse. I mean, really is. You're winless. You're the worst team in the NFL. It's not the Titans. It's not the Browns. It's just not. Did the Browns win? They did. They destroyed the – did they destroy the Dolphins today? Hold on. They were winning big, right? Holy shit. He's got to get fired today. They have to fire him. He's going to be fired this week. Book it. He's out. McDaniels is out. So here's what's going to happen. Since there actually is real football to talk about, I'll give you a couple of minutes here. Now, there's a lot of football to go in this Giants-Broncos game. We talked about this week how there was a report that the Giants are going all in for a wide receiver and not like some guy who had like 12 catches a year ago. Some obscure name who was bouncing around the taxi squad in the 53-man roster. They're looking at big names, whether it's Waddle or Olave or somebody like that, right? And maybe Jacoby Meyer, and they got punked again today as well. They lost 31-6. The Dolphins season clearly is over. If the Giants win today, and I know that the Eagles stabilized their season too with a good win in Minnesota. They won by 6, 28-22. The Giants are going to go out and get a wide receiver. And this thing is going to get more and more and more interesting. All right, so 6 points. I'm looking at this, God. You know, the Chargers really, they had 3 points. They're losing 13-3. That's a weird one. Dallas up 7-0 on the Commanders. I didn't watch 1 second of the London game. I had baseball this morning. Bears beat the Saints. Bears are getting there a little bit. Saints stink, but they're getting there. Told you about the Browns, Kansas City, yeah, massive game for Mahomes. Pete Carroll's doing a horrendous job. They look terrible. They're not even incredibly competitive. 31-0, not a point. And now Kansas City's getting healthy. The Eagles won, I told you that. Pats kill the Titans. Now, tonight, it's a pretty interesting game. I did not think the Falcons would play that well against the Bills last week. And now you got the Falcons in San Francisco, who is good but not great. And now tomorrow, Bucks and the Lions. I like the two Monday night games. I really do. And even going back to Thursday, it's been an interesting week. The Steelers lost. You know about that. Bengals, who still don't have Burrow. They won a crazy one, 33-31 here. Giants are punting, by the way, 4th-and-6. Early second quarter. Fake punt. No. All right, he's going to boom it. And is that a fair kick? No, I'm sorry. Denver's punting. My bad. Denver's punting this. So the Giants will take the ball at their own, just inside the 20. So we're getting to the point now, guys, where you look at the standings and, like, which teams are truly going to be in play for number one. Miami's 1-6. The Jets are 0-7. The Ravens, that is crazy. Ravens are 1-5. Titans are 1-6. The Raiders have 2 wins. All right, that's the AFC. Who else is really bad? Saints are 1-6. That's it. I mean, obviously, Jets picking high here. There's no question about that. I mean, J.C. Horn's even better than Ahmad Gardner. Thank you very much for not calling him his nickname, Charles. I appreciate that. That's how my Gardner. I'm going to call him Gardner. That's his name. Sauce. All right. I don't want Glenn picking a quarterback. He already picked one, and it went down the chute here. All right. Well, I would say this. Now, it was not a good look, and in hindsight, if Aaron Rodgers is still here, yeah, they're not 6-1, but I promise you they're not 0-7. That's for damn sure. Because they would have beat the Steelers week one because he would have been here and not there. And he would have thrown 4 touchdowns against us. So the Jets would have won that game. And the Jets would probably have 3 wins, maybe 4, with a chance for some more, right? They'd be much better. So he got rid of him fast. And the way it went down, disrespectful. But I don't know how – God, Scannaboo's a fucking maniac. He is a maniac. The amount of Scattaboo jerseys popping up now in the Jersey suburbs, it is a real thing. I know I just jumped at this. Hold on. Little screen pass catches it. All right, 5 yards, bang, shoulder down, spins off, bang, bang, bang. It takes like 5 guys to get him down. He's unbelievable. So if Rodgers was here, it would have been different. But I also understood it because, like, where are we going with a guy who's 40? Like, I'm also a believer in starting the clock now with a franchise that, or with somebody who has a chance to be here for a while. So I understand that's Fields and he won't be, miscalculation, but I understood it in real time. Look at this. I'm Jackson Dart slicing him up, dude. 20 yard pass, bang, first down, Giants, Bellinger. This kid is sick. He is so good. And, you know, when you do that, you look inept as a franchise because it looks disrespectful, the Rodgers stuff. But when you tell me that you don't want Glenn to draft a quarterback, and I know what you mean by that. Clearly, he's a defensive coordinator, and he's winless. What was Woody's role in Aaron Rodgers being sent packing, especially in the way the manner in which he was? You know, fly out and then ship him out after basically a 15-20 minute conversation. Like, that could have been handled so much more gracefully and professionally. And, you know, Aaron took the heat for that because he's the one who met with them. Do I know for sure? Or do I really truly think that it was all Aaron Glenn? No, because Woody is petty and petulant and he's a losing owner. And, you know, he's got an ego. I don't know why. I mean, yeah, he could have a lot of money, but to have an ego as an owner of the Jets, I mean, he haven't done a damn thing. Oh, Giants going for the end zone almost. Bellinger again. Couldn't hang on. Good throw. Tight coverage, good spot. Only Bellinger could get that. That was pretty good. Let me just see. Bellinger release off the line. Little out cut. He's open. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It's a tick high. That could have been a touchdown. In a lot of ways, that should have been a touchdown. Pretty good throw by Dart. So I just say this because you're going to hear it a lot with Aaron. He can't be around the first pick. He can't even pick a quarterback because that's a veteran that's got a lot of tape. How can we let him do, be so involved in the process for a college kid? I don't know the absolute answer here, but he's not going to have autonomy if he's even back, and I think he will be, unless, again, this thing goes haywire. There's a lot to unpack, so I'm just going to bounce. I'm going to say goodbye for now. You know, when I start getting bored hearing myself talk, I know it's time to say goodbye. Winless, unacceptable, absolute misery is what it is. Go watch a real game. Go watch the Giants. You know, if you're wondering, you know, why, or maybe resenting not becoming a Giants fan, you know, back in the day, like I've owned up to. I mean, I'll never switch, but I made the wrong decision, didn't we all? Go watch that. Go watch Dallas Commanders. There's some real football on. Hopefully you're winning some bets. Hopefully you're eating well. Hopefully your fantasy team is doing pretty well. I will see you at some point during the week on the pod, really diagnosing Aaron's press conferences. That's where we're at. I mean, there's nothing schematical to break down. Oh, on 3rd and 7, the Jets did this and they had trips here and Justin Fields, that no one cares. So what we care about now is whatever leadership Aaron Glenn chose, what either effort or lack thereof starts to show up on film, because once that creeps in, that's an indictment on the coach and that's an avalanche of criticism and noise that nobody can outrun, including Aaron Glenn. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I appreciate you guys. Hey, Apple, Spotify, let everybody know about that. Tomorrow, me and Sal back on the Fan at 10 a.m. at the Boomer and Geo. Follow me on Twitter, social, Instagram, all that stuff. And have an outstanding rest of your Sunday. I'll see you soon, guys. Thank you.
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.